See you later.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Red and Gold. I'm your host, Rachel Sanchi. The Chiefs may not be out on the field quite yet, but there's still plenty of action going on at One Arrowhead Drive. And we're here to keep you in touch with your favorite team. Coming up, we head to LA to catch up with the Chiefs mascot, Casey Wolf, at the Cartoon Network's Hall of Game Awards. Back in Kansas City, the Chiefs are plenty busy. We sit down with head coach Andy Reid to talk free agency, the upcoming draft, and everything in between.
Right when I stepped off that plane and I saw all the red that the city wears, I mean, they are so passionate about the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's very obvious.
Then we take a look at the incredible legacy of another Chiefs head coach, Pro Football Hall of Famer and Super Bowl champion, Hank Stram.
Hank was the first coach that understood that football was entertainment as well as a sport. As filmmakers, we knew that win or lose, that he was going to be great.
Just keep matriculating the ball down the field, boys.
They say a picture is worth a thousand words. Capturing a single moment in time can preserve an incredible memory for years to come. At every Chiefs football game, our team photographer takes over 4,000 images. Now that's a lot of pictures. From the time the gates open to the time the Chiefs leave the field, Steve Sanders is there, capturing it all for you.
My job for the Kansas City Chiefs is team photographer. My job is to cover the events that go on at the stadium with the front office staff, the players, the sales and marketing department, cheerleaders. Anything that's going on with the team that requires a photograph, it's my job to take it. I photographed my first football game in November of 1992. It was against the Denver Broncos, and kind of got the bug. I wanted to be at every game, shooting as much footage as possible. At a game, we'll shoot anywhere from 3,000 to 4,000 images on a slow game and upwards of 5,000 to 6,000 images on an action-packed game. So we figured over the course of the 2010 season, with training camp and the football season, we shot close to 100,000 images. Pictures that I've taken most recently was at the opening of the new Arrowhead Monday night game. Yay! It was a fireworks photograph that was taken prior to the game from the upper bowl. It was a really wide fisheye shot that just encompassed the fans and the emotion of opening the new stadium. The fireworks were all going off in different colors above the stadium, and it's just, in my mind, it's just beautiful. It's one of the best pictures that I've ever taken.
McCluster, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Kansas City, Dexter McCluster, 94-yard punt return for the Kansas City Chiefs.
But my favorite of all time has to be a photograph that I took in 2006 in Green Bay. It's Priest Holmes breaking through the end zone for a touchdown, and everything about the picture is just perfect. He's got the ball just right where you can read the NFL logo. His eyes are coming through. You can see the reflection of the Packers logo in the end zone. Grass flying up behind him. It's just set up perfectly. He's in perfect running position. It's probably my all-time favorite football shot. Historian's a great word to describe what I do. It just creates this solid step-by-step archive of the history of the team. And you get that killer shot. You know you just crushed it. And you look down, you're viewing through the images, and you see it. Just that sense of accomplishment of being in the right place in the right time and the emotion, it does really create a history book. On game day, I have a crew of about 8 people, 4 or 5 shooters on the field, 2 runners, and their job is to run our images from the field up to the press box where we have an editor. That editor sorts out the images, and then we go up after the game. We upload them to the site so all the fans can have a look at the highlights of each and every game. Well, I typically bring four camera bodies to the game. The reason why is sensor size in a digital camera. The lenses all react differently on each camera that we use. My in-game camera is a Mark IV. It's the latest, greatest thing for sports photography. And it works really well as far as getting 10 frames a second, so you don't miss any of the action. As long as you're in focus and keyed on the right play, you're going to get the shot.
Castle to throw, slant, caught by Bow, breaks the defender, 30-yard line, 25, angling right, downfield block, 10, 5, diving at the right front pylon, touchdown, Kansas City!
Being able to capture that perfect moment, that spark of an instance where the play happens and you see it in the player's eyes. And if you can get that picture at that initial moment, like it always says, it says 1,000 words. That picture is, it just freezes that moment in time.
Those pictures were pretty cool. That has to get you excited for football season. I'm pretty pumped with the arrival of new head coach Andy Reid and all that's been happening at Arrowhead. Football season cannot come soon enough. Earlier this week, I sat down with Coach Reid. I'm Rachel Sanchi here with Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. Now, Coach, the last few months have been kind of crazy for you. You spent nearly a decade and a half in Philly, and now you're asked to come and lead our team. Has it sunk in yet?
It has. Yes, it has. Right when I stepped off that plane and I saw all the red that this city wears. I mean, they are so passionate about the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's very obvious, and it's exciting. That was one of the selling points of coming here.
What has been one of the biggest challenges so far settling in here?
Well, listen, you've got to find a home, and you've got to find a staff to go and coach these players. We've had an opportunity to meet some of the players, but not all of them, so that's new. Just meeting everybody in the building and putting a name to a face is new, so there's a little bit of an unsettled feeling when you initially start, but as the pieces come together, you gradually feel a little more comfortable.
Now, you mentioned the coaching staff. There's a lot of new faces around Arrowhead. Tell me a little bit more about the staff that you've assembled.
We've got a good mixture of young and old, which I think is important. We've got a whole lot of experience on that defensive side of the football. We were able to get two good coordinators here, Bob Sutton on the defensive side and then Doug Peterson on the offensive side. Doug's been in this offense a long time. Bob Sutton is bringing with him some of the things that they did with the New York Jets and kind of blending it with some of the things they did here with the Chiefs. And then on special teams, Dave Tobe, who I think you could argue is either the best special teams coach in the National Football League, or surely one of the best, and so we were able to bring him here.
Now, you and new Chiefs General Manager John Dorsey have worked together before, but how are you guys preparing this team for the 2013 season and beyond?
John and I have worked together, and we look forward to working together here. I tried hiring him a couple times when I was in Philadelphia and didn't have any luck at it, so his wife is from here, so of course a beautiful woman brought him to this city, and he fell in love with the city. So this is one of the few jobs he would even take in the National Football League away from Green Bay. So what are we looking to do? We're looking to make this team better is what we're doing now. Try to increase the number of wins, obviously. And we're all shooting to win the Super Bowl. That's what we're doing. Is that realistic right now? Well, we'll see. We're going to just build it piece by piece and work the guys hard and teach them and see what we can do this coming season.
Coming up, we look back on the career of the one and only Hank Stram.
How in the world can all six of you miss a play like that? All six of you miss a play.
Then it's wheels up as we head to LA with Casey Wolf at the Hall of Game Awards. Time to test your knowledge with some trivia. What team has Andy Reid not worked for? A, Mizzou, B, Temple, C, UTEP, D, San Francisco State. Take a guess, because we'll have the answer right after the break. Before the break, we asked you, what team has Andy Reid not worked for? The answer is B, Temple University. Although located in the city of brotherly love, Andy Reid did not work there. But his youngest son is a running back for the Owls. Welcome back to Red and Gold. In the history of the NFL, there are few coaches as recognizable as former Chiefs head coach Hank Stram. Coach Stram was an innovator, a teacher, and a determined man who not only helped form the legacy of the Kansas City Chiefs, but also professional football.
Hank was the first coach that understood that football was entertainment as well as a sport. We picked Hank because as filmmakers, we knew that win or lose, that he was going to be great.
How in the world can all six of you miss a play like that? All six of you miss a play.
Watch Johnny Robinson. Make sure you watch Johnny. Make sure he's all right back there. It was there, wasn't it, boys? It was there, wasn't it?
My two older brothers got to go to the first Super Bowl. So we all asked, you know, who do we get to go? Do I get to go? And he said, absolutely not. He said, this is too big a game, and I'm not taking any of the kids. And so I was a little disappointed that I wasn't going to be able to go. So I go to school that morning, the day that they were going to leave, and I was in the cafeteria at Briarwood School. And my dad walked in with my suitcase, and he said, come on, you're going with me.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Leonard.
He can't cover that thing, Lenny. Throw it anytime. A pitch on the outside. That's a good time to throw it right there, you see.
They put on such an ass-whipping on the Vikings that people then realized there is parity. It was 23-7, but the Chiefs outfought them, outhit them. And the Vikings came into that game, you know, the Purple People Eaters, Jim Marshall, Carl Eller, Joe Capp, real physical team. And the Chiefs just pounded them. I mean, just whipped them mentally and physically.
Okay, let's do a job.
Hold up, these guys can't move the ball against us.
Let's do the job on it, babies. Come on. Watch the play action pass. Play action pass. And make sure you keep them in that pocket. They didn't know where to go.
Yeah, Kosulke was running around there like it was a Chinese fire drill.
65 toss power trap. That might pop wide open, Rats.
Running play coming to Garrett on a trap. Touchdown. Garrett scores.
Was it there, boys? Was that there, Rats?
Nice going, baby.
Yeah! The mentor. 65 toss power trap. Yeah! Yeah! I told you that.
We were a family that showed our emotions towards each other. So my opportunity after a couple of the touchdowns, the one Otis made and then 65 toss power trap that Mike scored, I went after my father and I gave him a kiss. I kissed him both times. Now, obviously, when you watch the film, I think he is totally oblivious to. I mean, you know, it could have been Buck Buchanan kissing him. He wouldn't have known.
I was shooting the camera across the field, and if you look at it closely, when Hank starts,
make sure you mark it right. Oh, you lost your place. Measure it. Take the chains out there. Oh, they didn't make it. My God, they made that by an inch. He definitely gave an extra foot. Bad, very bad.
And I start to laugh, and you could see the camera start to jiggle. It was like having Henny Youngman coach a team to the Super Bowl. The film itself, to this day, is still the most popular Super Bowl film that we've ever made, and it's all because
on,
of
Lenny.
Hank Stram.
Pump it in there, baby. Just keep matriculating the ball down the field, boys.
Stay tuned. When Red and Gold returns, we head out to L.A. for Cartoon Network's Hall of Game Awards.
I'm very excited. Mascots are always fun, so I'm excited to see what they bring this year. So we're going to have some fun up there.
Whether he's tracking down an opposing team's mascot on game day or making appearances in schools throughout the kingdom, Chiefs mascot Casey Wolf makes an impression everywhere he goes. In this week's Access Arrowhead, presented by Prime Sport, Casey Wolf takes us west, all the way to the City of Angels. Hey Chiefs fans, the 65 TPT crew is in LA preparing for the Cartoon Network Hall of Game Awards. It's an award show where viewers vote on their favorite sports stars and moments of the year. This year, Casey Wolf is up for Most Awesome Mascot.
The Hall of Game Awards are a celebration of sports for kids. It's the Kids' Choice Awards meets the ESPYs. Kids go online and they vote for their favorite athletes in numerous categories. And the show is sort of the celebration of those winners. Plus, we add some music. We've got some other acts. And we just try to have a lot of fun with it.
Obviously, it's going to be a great show with everyone from RG3 to Michael Phelps. But we also have some pretty cool mascots here today. Tell me about what you're going to do with them during the show.
During the show, one of our categories is called Most Awesome Mascot. And we bring in four mascots. And what we're going to do this year is we're going to bring them out and have they're going to have a dance-off. You're going to get to see them dancing out there. They'll all be singled out. And then eventually we'll have a winner. One of the things we want to do is each year have one NFL mascot. And Casey Wolf is by far the most exciting, the most loved as we did the research. And we just felt it was his time to be nominated. He's a great candidate from the NFL. And as of tonight, the voting is unbelievably close. So we won't know who the winner is until tomorrow.
Well, rehearsals are in the books. I spoke with Casey Wolf afterwards. Man, he could not stop talking. He said he's feeling pretty confident about his chances and is ready to take the stage. Let's hope he has what it takes to win the game award. How excited are you to be here tonight?
Very excited. It's going to be a great time. Not quite the Super Bowl, but I mean, it's great, especially just to see the kids out here.
I'm excited just to be a kid again. I'm excited to see all the kids, and I'm presenting, so it should be a nice night.
I hear that you are presenting the Most Awesome Mascot Award.
I am.
How excited are you for that?
I'm very excited. Mascots are always fun, so I'm excited to see what they bring this year. So we're going to have some fun up there.
Okay, so the real question is, can you be bought? Because how much will it take for you to read Casey Wolf's name?
Let's see. It's going to cost at least $100. If you give me $100 right now, Casey Chief is winning. That's it.
Well, things are wrapping up here on the red carpet. All the stars and celebs are headed inside, which means the show is about to start. Let's head inside to check it out.
Tonight's nominees for Most Awesome Mascot are all so great, there's only one way to decide who's going to win. Dance off! Let's hear it for Casey Wolf from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Our time in LA has been incredible. We had the chance to meet some phenomenal celebrities and sports stars. Although Casey Wolf won't be taking home the Game Award, he's honored to have been nominated and participate in the event. Thank you, Chiefs fans, for voting for our most awesome mascot, Casey Wolf. Thanks for hanging with us here on Red and Gold. If you missed any of the show, be sure to check out kcchiefs.com and get caught up. Next week, we'll be here, same time, same channel. Until then, follow me on Twitter at kcchiefs_Rachel. Or check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Until next time, go Chiefs.
Power trap.